Yes. Welcome everyone, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. Don't worry, I can cut everything out. Good evening. The time is 8:39 p.m., but it means nothing to you because it is whatever time it is when you are listening to this. Today's class, today's course, today's session will be all about how to think like a business. This course is one-on-one, right? Because I have my beautiful girlfriend, my beautiful significant partner here, Siobhan. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, everyone? So it's stop thinking like an employee, how to think like a business 101. This course, we're going to run through some definitions. I'm going to give you 5 absolutely amazing data that you could implement tomorrow when you go to work, right? And you're going to stop acting like a jerk, right? This is going to get you there. So this is, again, how to think like a business 101. Definitions. Could you say this definition here, what an employee is?
An employee, a person who works for pay in the service of an employer.
Okay, an employee is a person that works for pay. Okay, you go there, you go to work, whether it be 40 hours a week.
And you're producing.
And you're producing for what? A paycheck. That's it. Now, what's a business? Could you run through that, please?
A business, the making, buying, and selling of goods or services.
Boom. Boom. So now you know that employee just goes to work for pay, but a business is the making, buying, and selling of goods or services. So how to think more like a business? How to think more like you are the making, buying, and selling of goods or services? You're selling your service versus working for pay. That's the foundation of this course. How to think like a business 101. So I started out as an employee with my resource center. I was naive and I was there for what? A paycheck. Just a paycheck. Then I realized that the more valuable I made myself, the more working skills I learned and became good at, the more money, the more moolah, the more guap went in my pocket. That's what I realized after maybe about very, very quickly after I realized that I didn't want to be average. I came out of there and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make myself more valuable. Get some more money in my pocket because that's what I wanted. Right? To create. I wanted to create more, but instead I wanted to make more so that I could create more. So that's the foundation for transitioning the employee mindset to a business mindset, to an owner mindset. Now, the number one rule that you must actually implement first is taking back the control. Okay, because when you go to work, you're punching in the clock. They have control over you, right? People will say, Stace, how do you take control when working for someone? You just got to clock in. You're told when to start, when to leave, when to vacate, when to eat, when to shit. Okay, when to whatever. You're told what to do. How do you take back control? You got to think differently, comfort killers. Look at the employees who don't work under those same rules, right? That's what I did. I looked at those employees that they didn't get told what to do, okay? They were the ones that didn't have to punch in. How do I become more like them? How do I become, because I don't want to punch in the clock, okay? That was my basis of taking back control. I don't want to punch in the clock. All right. Yes, my days are scheduled, but in the time period that I'm there, I don't want to be told what to do. And that was the basis of my thinking differently. So if you like being told what to do, continue to be an employee. If you don't, make up your mind right now that you're going to take back control. By taking back control, I don't mean to get lazy, right? That's not what I mean when I say take back control. Now I don't have to do what they're doing. I don't have to work as hard. I don't mean to get lazy. It's hard work. Earning freedom is a right, It's not a privilege. That's what I learned very young. It's you have to treat it as if it's a right, especially at the J O. Did you finish that for me, Siobhan?
B.
All right. So the first thing you need to do is hunt the winners down. Hunt for the best of the best in the department or company-wide. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would definitely agree.
Speak up for me.
Well, you know, it's really important to make the connections with those who are already excelling in a way that you would feel comfortable excelling. If you look at someone and say, wow, how did they get here? You know, then go talk to them and find out, how did they get there?
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because that's in a piece of my taking control, 10 commandments of taking control back. You know, you ask questions. How long did it take for you to get promoted? What's your responsibilities? What skills do I need to do A, B, C to do your job? You got to ask tons of questions. The problem is people don't want to do the shitty jobs. They want to jump right into the CEO's chair. They don't want to earn it. You have to earn the right. Okay? During your control takeover, you have to get uncomfortable. There are 10 things you must do before you could start thinking of yourself like a business. Okay, what's number one?
Change your crowd at the workplace.
Change your crowd at the workplace. I know you don't want to hear it. You want to hang with Teresa and Sam all the time because you click with them. They're comfortable. Seek out the responsible, educated, and higher earning crowd. If you're the janitor in the office building, ask someone that you would like to model what book they recommend. Hey, listen, I want to read a book this weekend. What book do you recommend me reading? You know, you have to get comfortable with uncomfortable conversation. That's number one. Change your crowd at the workplace. What's number two?
Leave the gossip at the door.
Leave gossip at the door. You ever hear the CEO talking about what someone wore on Facebook? Or cared enough to be around gossip? Gossip at work is an employee pastime. Hanging around the water cooler, angrily discussing co-workers' business is depressing and stupid. You're a business. You no longer have time to share stupid stories about people with other employees. This will be your direct downfall if you don't end it now. Number two is leave gossip at the door. Number three, bang.
Your appearance.
Some will say, hey, listen, I'm a janitor. I'm dirty all the time, or I'm a construction worker. Well, listen, be the best looking whatever you are, all right? The best looking janitor, clean clothes, cut hair, clean nails. Look like you care about yourself, because appearance is everything.
Appearance is your first impression.
That's the only thing they remember about you, okay? Number four.
Don't hang out with your fellow co-workers.
Yeah, you know, that one's tough, right? Because it's like, hey, listen, I just want to go to Applebee's and you know, discuss work. What happens when you go out to all these places? What's the first and only thing you guys talk about?
Work.
Done deal, it's a work. So to avoid that, and not saying it's a crazy bad thing, but listen, you know what they're going to discuss. And number two was leave gossip at the door. So number four, don't hang out with your fellow coworkers, should be followed. You know where it could lead. Cut out all the office get-togethers and remove yourself from the small crowd doing average thing. Office party, so what? Skip it. What's number five, Siobhan?
Take your lunch breaks away from the crowd.
Say that again.
Take your lunch breaks away from the crowd.
Way away from the crowd. Read or walk during your breaks. Disappear. Totally get yourself off the map. You got a quick book to read? Get your skills up. This is perfect time. You have 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. It's your time to elevate yourself, to enhance yourself, to meditate, to think about where you're trying to go within the company or go away from the company. But your strategy, your strategic thinking happens here. What's number six?
Schedule time with your manager and make it reoccurring.
Make it reoccurring. Okay? Listen, every month I need to sit with you. I need to discuss things, skills that I need, some skill set that I want, some training that I may need. How long will it take me? What do I need to do? Schedule time with your manager. You have a resource right in front of you. Instead of running away from your manager, like, oh my God, there goes he or she again. Go up to your manager. Hey, can I have a word with you? How about you schedule the time? How about tomorrow at 2? You know, how about tomorrow too? You think like a boss. You own the conversation. You're taking control back, okay? So you schedule time with your manager. Show him or her that you intend to move up with the company. You're not doing this because you want to move up, right? You're doing this because you no longer want to punch a clock. You want more money that can be invested in yourself and your own business one day. You have a plan. They don't need to know your plan. Okay, what's number 7, Siobhan?
Take free online courses in these areas: communication, negotiation, and sales.
Boom! You got to sell yourself. So why not take free online courses? You don't have to spend tons of money going to seminars. You just sit in front of your computer, schedule some time with yourself, take some free courses on communication. You need to know how to speak. You need to know how to converse. You need to know how to write. You need to know how to even send, as small as the task may be, sending an email. Your email needs to be 10 times better than the other person sending an email. And negotiation, that's just going to help you when you're sitting in the office ready to talk money. Okay? What's number 8, Siobhan?
Don't buy lunch at work. Bring all home cooked meals.
Boom. Why would I put that in there as taking control back? You have an idea?
I'm thinking more so it offers more of a healthy option.
Boom.
And it also allows you more time to
get right
read
to
a
it.
Book or
right.
Do whatever else you plan, or take your walk if you don't have to stop and buy lunch or order lunch or sift through the bag and see where your food is.
Right. But you know what? I always thought there was something special about someone that could resist temptation of a $10 lunch and replace it with a healthy home-cooked meal, sandwich, or snack. You will appear more put together, in charge of your own time. Plus, you will be richer and healthier at the same time. So yes, number 8, don't buy lunch at work, period, okay? They want to go to get a meal at McDonald's, they want to go get a group meal, you decline. You already have plans for your time, okay? Number 9, this is huge.
Do not complain.
Do not complain. Let not one thing out of your mouth be a complaint, excuse, or whining. You hate your boss? No one knows. In fact, no one cares. If you're around complainers, move far, far away from them. They will bring you down. They will see what you're trying to do and ruin your plans, okay? So number 9, do not complain. That should really be number 1. Do not complain. You have a shitty job? There's a million people that have worse jobs than you, okay? What's number 10?
Never share anything personal. Keep it 100% work related.
Never share anything personal. That goes without saying. So I didn't add any more info on that. Do not share any of your personal matters. Don't put anyone on your Facebook. Keep it 100% work related. That's how you stay mysterious. Okay? That's how you keep that edge on you. No one knows your next move. So just by implementing these 10 steps, you have already started crushing it at work. I promise. Now let's implement these business strategies. That was just how to take control back. Those 10 steps are just quickly how to take control back off of number 1, which is take control back. So now number 2, we're going to start operating, shifting our mindset to be an owner. Number 2 is take 100% responsibility for your life and actions. Big business can't hide away at home when they made a mistake, right? The president don't call out sick when the country needs to be reassured and addressed about something, right? Google doesn't put out a shitty product, then shut everything down because that shitty product failed and probably ruins everyone's computers, right? They don't shut everything down and call it a day. They own up to it, take accountability, and get the job done. Listen, you're at a shitty job because you made the choice. You are at a decent job because you made that choice. You live where you live because you stood there. You drive a beat up Honda and get pulled over every day because you wanted that. Everything that happens to you, it is because of you, created by you, desired by you. And now you need to own up to it. It's not your mama or papa, not your boss or circumstances, not the government or the neighborhood you live in. You are in total control of your life. Accept it now. Change it. How do you change it? That's number three, of thinking like a business. Start thinking like the business. Number three is
always look for opportunities.
Boom. Always look for opportunities. Opportunities are everywhere, comfort killers. They are at the very places you avoid looking. Yep. In your shitty job. They're there. Can you create something, some solution that will shave costs, benefit employees, benefit customers? I remember, here's a story. I remember at my resource center as an employee with my owner mindset, right? I created a new procedure that made it easier for employees to find all the answers in a, let's say, an emergency situation. The problem was that in a time when power goes out or servers were completely shot, our team runs around looking for basic materials to keep the operation going. I decided to make it available in one nice shiny folder. No one told me to do it. I just did it. And when it was done, I emailed everyone in the department and gave them a rundown. This is what it is. This is where to find it. This is what you could find in it. That was totally boss of me because only bosses implemented things without getting approval. Neither did I. They loved it. It was a win for the employees, even though some hated me for doing it. Why? Why do you think they hated me for doing it?
Because it was a new procedure they had to follow.
It was a new procedure they had to follow. Not only that, like, who is this person to do this and she's not a boss? You understand? That's what's going on in a basic average mind of an employee. They're mad because they didn't think of it. If I don't have time for them, I'm a boss, right? And it was a win because my managers knew that the operation would be good if ever a situation called for it. And don't get me wrong, one of my supervisors told me in the future to go to them first. I laughed. Less than 1 year later, I was promoted. The big P. And that's going against the grain. You have to find opportunities. You have to create problems, then create the opportunities. What's number four?
Up your integrity.
Up it all the way up, 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 up. This should be really number one, honestly. You're going to have to start doing what you say. Another big part of integrity is saying no. If you don't have the time, do not commit. Because once you commit, you have to get it done. Your integrity and word is all you have, so cherish it. That's number four. Number five, start your self-development strategies, baby. Become a morning person. Become acquainted with a journal and start writing your goals. That's just it. Big businesses have goals. Every quarter you see actually their goals on TV, right? In Bloomberg or C-SPAN or whatever the case may be. But you have to start writing your goals. Quarterly, 3 months, become acquainted with your journal. Start documenting where you want to go. Number six, Siobhan.
Focus on growth.
Focus on growth. You're not a business until you start focusing on growth. Financial growth, spiritual growth, economic growth, brain growth. Maximize your time doing things that only up your skills. Growth in value. Big business do this with spreadsheets, graphs, numbers, and you should too. Begin to map out your progress with
projects.
Here's a quote. Here's a quote that I found skimmaging through the net. Here's a quote that I found just about the subject here. And I really only had five things for you guys to start thinking like a business in this course. But I'm going to go through and give you a couple more. And that was six. But I still kept going just after hearing this quote. So the quote reads, employees must worry about completing tasks on time in order to get paid and not to get fired. While business owners must be concerned with keeping a steady stream of orders or projects flowing in to keep the company running. So they're thinking about bigger things. You're thinking about a small task as an employee. Think like a business. You think about the entire goal of the business, the drive, the mission, the purpose, how to keep this business running. So start thinking like the owner. So to do that, I threw down number 7, think
long term.
Think long term. Find the one thing that you are good at that will be of value to the company. Something that can maybe be packaged and sold back to them for profit or a monthly residual. Number 8 is manage time. Okay? 80-20. The 80-20 rule is true to every part of life. 20% of really working smarter has 80% of the return. You don't have to go grind 80% at work and just be tired all the time. Find a way to manage your time. You don't need to break your back. If you work smarter, not harder, allocate your time like a boss. Get things done and don't make excuses. Now, here's number 9. This is the last one I'm going to give to you guys on this very short course. Wow, it's a curse.
No, this is a curse.
To some people, it might be a curse.
They might be speaking directly to them.
Ah, man, it's the truth. Number 9, here's the last one. Reframe your mindset to think that you are adding value to the organization, not working on an hourly basis, okay, for wages. Okay, so once you reframe that mindset and say, hey, listen, how can I add value today? Rather than, damn, I hate going to work today. You start shifting, and in the universe, they will find everything that you need to supplement that growth. So guys, you need to do this. This is step number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that will get you practical steps. Do you think that someone could implement these tomorrow when they start to go to work?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you really think that this is the tools, this is what people need to hear out there about how to enhance their life?
Absolutely. As an employee in the past that did punch a clock, I definitely could have, you know, benefit from this information.
Yeah.
You know, I've since changed my mindset as a still an employee, but in a different position where my decision-making has, you know, my level of decision-making has changed. I truly understand the importance of thinking bigger, thinking different, thinking outside of the box, and thinking like a business. It's just, you know, it's hard to do when you're in certain circumstances and sitting around the water cooler and at lunch and hearing the negativity. You really have to pull yourself away from that and focus on yourself, your own goals, and really put in the hard work and get it done.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And as seeing what she's saying, as seeing her grow through the years, okay, now she wakes up, her travel time is cut down to about 1 minute versus an hour and a half of travel time to an office building. It's 1 minute now. She goes to our home office and she gets it done down there. So she's telling the truth. You could actually change where you are in a very short amount of time once you change your mindset. The first things that you need to do is know that you need to change your mindset and understand that the reason why you're not getting anywhere is because of your old dated mindset. So this is why I wanted to share this course to you. I think it's detrimental to people. I think that people really need to hear it and take heed and implement it, and they really will see a vast change in a very short amount of time. Because number 1, people are going to stop fooling with them.
Right.
They're going to say, oh my God, this person means business.
But the other thing is, you'll see the other people may be on the same path as you, and those are now the people who will gravitate.
Woo!
Those are the people who are going to want to talk to you. People who are trying to do other things within the company or find their own way, you know, through their own business, and, you know, just trying to excel and really, you know, just
not
be different
and
not just be, you know, just not conform. And that actually happened to me, and it was at my former employer, and it was really nice to be able to assist someone change their own level of where they were in the company and how they were looked at, and, you know, seeing other people, you know, directors and owners want their input right. on things and to see how that changed that person even outside of the workplace. So
right.
it's real.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking these steps do really make a difference.
And you know what's funny that you said that? It made me think about that if you're really in this mindset, there's people out there that will support it.
Right.
And there's people out there that will carry you further. Mm-hmm. You're never going to do this alone. Once you make this shift in your mind, this shift in your body and really feel it and say, you know what? I am going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to start walking like a boss, talking mm-hmm. like a boss, thinking like a boss. It will be all of a sudden where some certain people that never even spoken to you at the job, here they come out of nowhere. Hey, what's up? How's your day? Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, you know, and it will catch you off guard. And sometimes it might be even a little scary. Mm-hmm. But that's what it does. And it's supposed to push you in these uncomfortable situations because you've been comfortable. And we now know that what you've been doing did not work. Mm-hmm. So try something else. Even at the very least, try something new because whatever you've been doing haven't worked for you. You're still in the same cycle. You're still on the hamster wheel. What we're trying to do here is get people uncomfortable because we're comfort killers. And then they see the change. So I want you to try it. Don't buy it. Right? Try it. Don't buy it. And then come back and tell me how it's going. And you can email me at Stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. Stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. You could also tweet me at Stacy A. Cross. There's no E in my name, by the way. Stacy A. Cross. These are places that you could contact me, and I appreciate you. The website is www.thecomfortkillers.com. Two negatives does equal a positive. Remain uncomfortable. Go ahead, Siobhan.
One thing that I just wanted to remind you all, no matter what position you're in, no matter what you do currently for a living, never, ever be intimidated or afraid to speak to someone who looks totally different from you, who does a completely different job than you. As Stacy mentioned earlier, ask people, you know, about what book they've read. Do not be afraid. You walk up to them, you look them in the eye, you shake your hand, you introduce yourself if needed, and you speak to whoever you want to speak to, because everyone started somewhere.
Right.
And you should not ever feel intimidated to speak to them or start a conversation, whether you're nervous or not. You have the right. Everyone will receive you. Never be worried about it.
Yeah. And again, it's an uncomfortable situation. This is what right. we need people to go through to see that, hey, listen, it's really nothing. That person probably stutters.
Right.
You know, right. that person probably wears two different color socks and doesn't even know it because they're colorblind. Like, at the end of the day, we're all human and we all want something. Okay, we all desire something. We want you to be in that uncomfortable state because that's where winners are created. Remain uncomfortable.